is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of the physicist Enrico Fermi, born in Rome, 1901, who built the first functioning nuclear reactor. He might have discovered nuclear fission back in the 1930s in Italy. His work might have fallen into the hands of the Nazis. But he defected to the United States, got involved in the Manhattan Project, moved to the University of Chicago, and built the first nuclear reactor there on a squash court under the stands of the university football field. Conducted the first nuclear reaction on the morning of December 2nd, 1942. And news was flashed to Washington, a coded message that said the Italian navigator has landed in the New World. It was on this day, 1947, that trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie played at Carnegie Hall in New York with Ella Fitzgerald and Charlie Parker, a big moment in the history of jazz and especially bebop. Gillespie had been experimenting with bebop, which used dissonant chords, had complicated rhythms, lots of improvisation. When he played in Cab Calloway's swing band, Calloway didn't care for it. He told Gillespie, quit playing that Chinese music. Gillespie was playing at a club in Harlem, Minton's Playhouse, with Parker and Thelonious Monk, Kenny Clark. Gillespie in his beret and goatee and dark sunglasses. Duke Ellington, though, gave Gillespie a nice blurb for the concert program that night. He said, this is 1947, and you have all these wonderful musical minds, progressive minds, active minds that have to be respected. Why should music stand still? Nothing else stands still. Dizzy Gillespie went on to perform at Carnegie Hall more than 50 times. It was on this day, 1920, that Joseph Horn Company in Pittsburgh started selling ready-to-use radio receivers for $10 apiece so that people could pick up the signal of station KDKA in Pittsburgh, the first commercially licensed radio station in the United States. It's believed to be the birthday of Cervantes, Miguel de Cervantes, born near Madrid, 1547, the author of Don Quixote, about the middle-aged landowner who stays awake at night reading books about chivalry and sets off on his skinny horse to perform heroic feats. Don Quixote, who gave us the word quixotic. And it was on this day in 1881, the first in a series of letters by the naturalist John Muir appeared in the San Francisco Evening Bulletin. He was on a cruise exploring Alaska. He called the Alaskan landscape a terrestrial manifestation of God. He said, climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you, and the storms their energy, while cares will drop off like autumn leaves. Here's a poem for today, an untitled poem by Athena Kildegard. We drove across high prairie, the Mississippi behind us, nothing ahead for miles but sky, a loamy sky, thick enough to put a trowel into, but off to the south, clouds pulled away from one another as if to stand back, take a long look, and in that space, what light was left of the sun already gone below the horizon flowed up and held there, and we did too, hold our breaths at the sudden beauty. A poem by Athena Kildegard from Cloves and Honey, published by Noden Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.